Hi, friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying resurrection and Easter faith. This is Lesson 4, the present-day significance of Christ's resurrection. Before we begin, let's pray. Dear Lord, help us to understand what this all means. What difference does it make? Make sense to us, O God, we pray, as we seek you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We've considered resurrection in the Old and New Testaments, studied the events of Jesus' resurrection on the third day, and examined the convincing proofs that Jesus is indeed risen from the dead. But those things are past events. What does resurrection mean to us now? It's very difficult to be comprehensive about the meaning of resurrection. It is mentioned specifically in 18 of the 27 New Testament books and implied in the rest, so there are many verses that relate to this subject. However, as I survey the New Testament, four overarching themes stand out to me. One, Jesus' resurrection is God's seal of approval on Jesus. Two, Jesus' resurrection validates our salvation. Three, Jesus' resurrection typifies our spiritual union with Him. Four, Jesus' resurrection is the harbinger of our own resurrection on the last day. Let's look at the first one. Jesus' resurrection is God's seal of approval on Jesus. This first one is God's vindication of Jesus' life, ministry, person, and divinity. When Jesus died a criminal's death on the hill of Golgotha outside of Jerusalem, hope died with him. His disciples and many others had come to believe in him as the Messiah. Some even believed that he was the Son of God, that is, divine. Then the scourge tore into his back. Merciless nails were pounded through his hands and feet. His body was jerked erect as the cross was pulled vertical and dropped into its hole in the parched earth. For 6 hours he hung there and finally died. His disciples took his body down and tenderly buried him. But that day a glorious movement of the kingdom of God was buried too. Or so it seemed. Then Easter morning, God raised him from the dead. It was as if God was attesting to the authenticity of his Son, validating his teachings, and saying in the most unmistakably graphic terms what he had said in words at Jesus' baptism, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." This was a strong element of early preaching in Jerusalem, which contrasted the Jews' killing of Jesus with God's raising him. Let me read several of these passages of the early preaching. Acts 2, 32 and 36. God has raised this Jesus to life. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. From Acts 5, 30-31, the God of our fathers raised Jesus from the dead, whom you killed by hanging on a tree. God exalted him to his own right hand as Prince and Savior, that he might give repentance and forgiveness of sins to Israel. Then Acts 17, 31, for he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of all this to all men by raising him from the dead. And then Romans 1:4. He was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. It is one thing for claims to be made about who Jesus was, but God set his own seal upon him at the resurrection, validating those claims. After all, if God has raised him from the dead, who but a fool would try to prove that he is a mere man?